I'm Carol Hills, and this is The World. We're a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH in Boston. The two-year civil war in Yemen is deadly and complex, and one of the latest flashpoints is a port on the Red Sea coast. It's called Hodeidah. And for the past 2 years, it's been the one place that humanitarian aid could be lifted off cargo ships for distribution throughout the country. But now, fighters from different factions, plus forces allied with Saudi Arabia, have converged for what's expected to be an all-out battle for Hodeidah. Rasha Mohammed is a researcher for Amnesty International, which looks into human rights abuses in the Yemen war. Rasha Mohammed, have you been to Yemen?
Yes, we've been to Yemen 6 times in the last 2 years. Personally, I've been 4 times. The latest was in last November.
And tell us about Hodeidah and why people want to fight for it.
Well, Hodeidah is a strategic city. It's Yemen's biggest port, and who either controls it could have an upper hand technically. But our biggest concern in this war around this city and the port that's attached to it is the impact it's going to have on civilians.
What measures have been taken to protect the civilians or to move them out of this city in advance of this fight?
Nothing to our knowledge so far. We have seen a pattern in Yemen in the last 2 years where other cities have been designated whole military zones. So we're afraid that a precedent has been set and we don't want that to be repeated again.
Now, didn't the Saudis drop some flyers yesterday or today warning people in Hodeidah?
I haven't confirmed that fact yet. Of course, flyers are all, you know, an effective method of warning. However, if you don't give them advance warning, so in Saada in the north of Yemen, when this happened nearly 2 years ago, the flyers were allegedly dropped only a few hours ahead of the bombardment. So you need to give people effective time and warning to actually get out of the area. So the idea is that we are being preemptive and we're warning. We've seen a pattern. We don't like what we've seen. We've documented it. We were there when it happened on the ground and witnessed it for ourselves. So the idea is if you're thinking about doing this to Hodeidah, please keep in mind there's 500,000 people living there and people should have effective warning, civilians in specific, so they can have safe passage to get out.
Rasha, remind us what the U.S. role is in this conflict in Yemen.
The U.S. plays quite a big role. First of all, Saudi, it's one of its biggest allies. The U.S. sells arms to Saudi and other members of the coalition. These arms, including precision-guided bombs, planes, are used in this war. And they are being used, as we've seen and we've documented on the ground, in violation of international humanitarian law. Second of all, the U.S. refuels Saudi coalition planes. So without the U.S. refueling planes mid-air, actually the Saudi-led coalition will be struggling to be carrying out these airstrikes. So the U.S. plays out quite a major role.
If Hodeidah is attacked and fought bitterly between these various sides, what could be the impact on it as a port?
So, you know, any attack on the city of Hodeidah or its surrounding areas would have major and grave consequences on the flow of imports. They are talking about only 3 months of food left to cater for the needs of people on the ground. So you can imagine a country that's 80% dependent on goods that are imported and its main port is the only way in or the main way in. If there's a war around that port and there's hostilities, it's going to have grave consequences on the population.
Rasha Mohammed is a Yemen researcher for Amnesty International. Thanks a lot, Rasha.
Thank you very much.